贵，
平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
很高兴这个主日又能够和弟兄姐妹一同在主的面前敬拜赞美。
I'm glad I can worship with you.
我想早晨我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read scripts.
我们先打开圣经，带福音第十九章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 19.
马太福音，对不起，第十八章。
Chapter 18。
我们十八章，我们从第十八节读到第二十节。
Verse 18 to 20。
马太福音十八章第十八节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 to 20。
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
I tell you the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
十九节我们同声来读，十九二十节。我又告诉你，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求事，我在天上的父为他们成全，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
盼望弟兄姐妹在这个礼拜当中能够把这两节经节牢记在心。
I hope brothers and sisters will memorize these two verses.
能够借着信心把它存在你的心里。
By faith, it will be in your heart.
因为这是主给他的门徒们，也是给我们一个非常大的、非常宝贵的一个应许。
This is a great and precious promise God gave it to His disciples and then also us.
他告诉我们说，在我们中间有两个人在地上同心合意，无论求什么事。
It tells us if two of us, if we are agree of anything we ask on earth.
主说在天父必为我们成全。
And then the Lord tells us, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
这个应许实在是太宝贵了。
This is a precious promise.
这是早晨和弟兄姐妹交通的一个负担。
I have a burden to you this morning.
我们再读下一处经文，在以弗所书第六章。
Next one is Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章，我们读第十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse
6. 第六，对不起，第十二节，第六章第十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
我们读第十八节。
Verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.
我们再回到马太福音第七章。
Let's come back to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章，我们读第七、第八两节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8.
我想这应该是弟兄姐妹甚至于是朋友们都应该比较相当熟悉的经文。
This is familiar with brothers and sisters, even some friends.
马太福音第七章第七节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened.
然后主再说一次，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。叩门的就给他开门。
For one who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
我想这两节经文大家很熟悉。
I think you are familiar with this.
那在你们 啊、祈求祷告的经历当中这两句话是不是真真实实的
Upon your experience of seek and ask, if this is real to you?
我们相信主的话是真实的也是信实的
I believe the words of God is true.
在早晨也愿意我们一同的来思想主这句话给我们的应许是什么意思
Let us think about what is the meaning of those
我们如何能够从主的话语当中能够真实的经历到他所应许我们的
How can we truly experience his promise through our life?
最后一处我们读约翰一书第五章
The last scripture is 1 John
Chapter
5
第五章约翰一书第五章
First John 5
我们读十四十五两节
Verse 14 and 15
我先请姐妹翻译我们若照他的旨意求什么他就听我们这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心既然知道他听我们一切所求的就知道我们所求于他的无不得着
This is the confidence that we have in approaching God that if we ask anything according to his will he hears us and if we know that he hears us whatever we ask we know that we have what we asked of him
我们一起再低头祷告
Let's pray
主我们感谢你你实在是爱我们
Lord we thank you you truly love us
你不仅救了我们
You're not only saved us
你还要在我们这些蒙恩的人身上成就你荣耀的旨意
You will fulfill your glorious will
主你借着你的话语将那宝贵的应许赐给了我们
You give your promise to us through your precious words
主你应许我们说在我们中间有两个人同心合意的无论求什么天上的父必为我们成全
You promised that if two of us we ask about anything we agree and then it will be done in the Father in heaven
主因为有两三个人奉你的名聚会你就在我们中间
You are among us when we have two or three gather together
主是的我们感谢你你的同在是我们所渴慕的
Lord we thank you your presence is what we long for
求你按着你所应许的主你与我们同在
By your promise be with us
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen.
Amen
我记得不久前钟弟兄来到这里和弟兄姐妹交通关于祷告的事
I remember brother Philip had shared about the prayer
我不知道大家 还记不记得
I don't know if you still remember
那非常重要非常宝贵关于祷告的基本重要的一些事情
It is very important if we know some basic about prayer
弟兄让我们看见我们必须借着信心来支取神无限的能力
Our brother told us have to receive God's power with faith
因为在不信的人什么都得不着
For unbelievers they will receive nothing
弟兄也告诉我们神是如何的爱了我们
Our brother told us how God loved us
他不会忘记我们在他面前所祷告所祈求的
He will never forget what we ask and what we prayed for him
他引用主的话告诉我们说妇人焉能忘记吃奶的孩子
And through the words of God he reminds us and a mother will never forget her nurse baby
即或忘记我也不忘记你
Even a mother will forget but I will never forget
所以我们在神面前祷告和祈求神是不会忘记
What our request and our prayer God will never forget
因为他爱我们
Because he loves us
弟兄也告诉我们许多时候我们祷告了好长时间
And our brother told us sometimes we pray for certain times
我们实在是能够再忍耐下去
And then we don't have patience
弟兄提醒我们我们要存着有一个荣耀的盼望
And the brother told us we need to have this glorious hope
有一个确实的盼望
The assurance hope
相信主必为我们成就
We believe that Lord will fulfill what we ask
弟兄姐妹如果不太记得了怕回去再上网去再把钟弟兄跟我们讲关于祷告的事情 再复习一下
If you don't remember you can go back to online and listen to it again
祷告是何等的重要
And it's very important to pray
神为什么要我们祷告
Why God wants us to pray
既然神是自有拥有
Even though he is the I am
他是全能 的神。
He's the Almighty God.
他为什么需要我们在地上这样卑微的人在地上来祷告呢
？Why does he want the people like us to pray？
我们从创世纪第一章我们就能够看见。
From Genesis chapter 1 we will see.
这位全能的神，他在六天里头就创造了天地海里的万物。
This Almighty God, He created heaven and everything within it in six days.
对我们这全能的神来说，这件事情是太容易了。
For this God, it's easy for Him to do so.
但神在创造万物完毕之后
，But after His creation，
他就照着他自己的形象，按照他的样式，用尘土造了人。
He created man by His own image。
他把他自己的生命气息就赐给了用尘土所造的人。
He gave His life to the human, that is to made by that dust。
我们知道神造人有他非常荣耀的一个旨意。
We know that God created human, He has His glorious purpose。
但很可惜的。过没有多久，我们知道始祖亚当夏娃犯罪失败了。
Unfortunately, Adam and sin.
但是我们看见现实的神并没有改变他的心意。
But we know the faithful God never changed His mind.
神仍然要借着他所造的人来成就他永远的旨意。
He will accomplish His eternal will through the man He created.
他盼望在地上能够找着一帮同心与他同工的人。来成就他的旨意。
He hopes he can find people that can fulfill his will.
为什么我们在地上需要祷告
？That is why we need prayer on earth.
神他愿意借着人的祷告与他同心。
He's willing to through our prayers we will co-work with him.
叫他在天上的旨意能够成就在地上。
That is his will be done on earth will be fulfilled on earth.
我举一个例子。
For example.
我们知道以色列是神在旧约他所拣选的一个族类。
We know that Israel is the race, is a nation that God selected.
神要借着以色列来彰显他的自己。
God will glorify Himself, reveal Himself through Israel.
来见证他自己。
To testify Himself.
来彰显他自己。
To glorify Him.
所以神就将以色列从万民万邦当中。分别出来
so that what is God singled out in the nation of Israel from all nations
是为着神旨意的缘故
for the purpose of His will
我们知道后来以色列过没多久他们就离弃了神
we after a while and the Israel departed from God
他们就转向了偶像
and then he worshiped idols
但神在他们生的心意并没有改
and God's heart is never changed
神要把他的百姓再挽回过来来归向神
God will redeem them
但是一看到以色列的历史当中他们一次又一次的背弃离弃神
But through the history of Israel we see them and they rebel God
到了一个地步神就借着外邦巴比伦的手要来管教神所爱的百姓
Until to the point that through the Gentiles Babylonians and he will discipline his people
在神的百姓被掳到巴比伦之前
After his people was captured before they captured to the Babylonians
神就借着他的先知耶利米发出了预言
Through his prophet Jeremiah he prophesied
说犹大将要被掳到巴比伦去
And it says the Judah will be captured to Babylonia
这件事情必要发生
And this will happen
但是神应许他们过了70年之后他们还要再归回到耶路撒冷
But God promised them after 70 years they will return to Jerusalem
到神应许给他们的地方
And then to the place that God promised to them
我们看见事实就发生了
and we know, and things happen like
神的百姓就被掳到巴比伦去
and his people were captured to Babylonians
在被掳人当中有一个人叫做但以理
among those captivities there is a man called Daniel
他的故事我想弟兄姐妹可能熟悉
I think you know his story
但是在那但以理被掳在巴比伦的时候
well during his captivity in Babylonian
有一次但以理他读到耶利米先知所说的话
One time Daniel read that what Jeremiah wrote
他知道神应许他的百姓当他们被掳到巴比伦之后过了七十年他们还要再归回
And then he knew that God will let them return to Jerusalem after 70 years of their captivity
但以理就开始向天上的神来祷告
So Daniel started to pray to God
他祷告什么呢
What did he pray for?
就祷告神的百姓能够再按着神所说的再回到耶路撒冷。
He prayed that God's people will return to Jerusalem according to His.
这些事情不知道我们会不会觉得很稀奇
？And do we amaze about this？
我们知道神实的神。
We know our God is faithful God.
说了神的百姓过了七十年之后要再回到耶路撒冷。
Since He said His people will return to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity.
那为什么但以理还需要祷告
？Why Daniel needs pray？
但因为如果不祷告，神的旨意能不能成就呢
？If Daniel didn't pray, can God's will be fulfilled?
弟兄姐妹觉得神的旨意能不能成就
？How do you think about it?
神的旨意必要成就。
God's will be fulfilled.
因为如果但以理就算但以理不祷告的话
，Even if Daniel didn't pray,
神还要从他百姓当中兴起另外的人来为着神的旨意祷告。
God will raise up other people to pray for His people.
借着人的祷告，叫神的旨意能够成就在地上。
Through the prayer of man, God's will be fulfilled on earth.
所以我们看见，虽然神应许了他的百姓，他们还要再归回。
Even though God promised His people will return to Jerusalem.
我们看见神在他的百姓当中找了祷告的器皿。
But God received the vessel of prayer.
他得着了但以理同心与他同工。
He received you and be co-worker with him.
照着神所应许的，过了七十年，神的百姓。奇妙的再回到神所应许的地方。
By God's promise, and God's people return to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity.
所以到今天，我们看见神的心意和他工作的法则并没有改变。
Until now, we see that God, the way that God works it never changed.
神仍然在地上要得着一帮祷告的人。
God still wants to gain a group of people who pray.
来与他同心，来与他同工。
So they will be co-worker with him.
我再多说一点。
I'll talk about more.
我们知道主耶稣第一次，基督第一次来到地上之前，神已经也发出了预言。
And then before Lord came to the earth, God has prophesied.
神应许他的百姓必有弥赛亚要降生。
He promised His people there will be the Messiah.
但是我们看到经过了一段时间。
And then after many years.
当主耶稣要降生之前。
Before Lord's birth.
我们看见在神的百姓，神也得着了祷告的人。
And then among God's people, He gave a group of people who prayed.
他们为着神所应许的弥赛亚降生，他们在那里昼夜的祷告。
They prayed day and night for the Messiah that God promised.
所以就在时候满足，我们看见主就来到地上。
When the day completes, and then Lord came to the earth.
今天我们知道，我们已经到了这世代的很末了的地方。
We know we are at the end of the days.
我们也都知道，神应许基督还要再来。
We know that God promised Christ will come again.
我们也知道，当主再来的时候，这天地都要改变。
We know when Lord's come again, and the heaven and earth will change.
神的审判也要临到全地。
And God's judgment will come to the whole earth.
这是神应许他的百姓。
That's the promise God's to His people.
这是神告诉他儿女的一件事。
That's what God told to His children.
同样的，今天神也在他的儿女们当中，神要一帮与他同心祷告的人。
And the same that God would like to a group of people who has the same heart with.
叫我们能够按着神的心意一同的来祷告基督的再来。
So let us to pray about his coming according to his will.
在不久的时候主就再来。
And then not long later, and then God will, and then Lord will come again.
就叫神的旨意完全得着成就。
So that God's will be fulfilled completely.
所以我们何等需要与神来同心的来祷告。
How do we need pray in accord with God?
所以我们看见祷告乃是成就神旨意的一个重要的一个方法。
So we see to pray is the important method that will be that God we work together with God.
同时祷告也是我们支取天上那一切丰盛福分和能力的一个管道。
To pray is the channel that we receive the abundant life from heaven.
在祷告上蛮有学习有能力的穆安德烈弟兄他曾经如此说。
Brother Andrew Morey and then had experience about prayer.
他告诉我们在天上充满了神所要赐给地上所需要的福分能力和恩典。
He told us there is a blessings, power, and a blessings from heaven.
我们如何能够将这天上 丰富的恩典和能力能够带到地上来呢？
How do we bring down those blessings and the power to the earth?
就是借着祷告。
That is through prayers.
祷告的全能是何等的大。
And then it's a great power of prayers.
主的话说，叫我们能够在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
God tells us what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
我们在地上所释放的，在天上神也要释放。
What we lose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
祷告全能是如此的大，
and then it is so powerful of the prayers.
就连神的仇敌魔鬼撒旦，他都非常的惧怕。
Even God's adversary Satan is afraid of our prayers.
撒旦最怕神和你们祷告。
And then the Satan is afraid of the most is God's children's prayers.
所以他千方百计来拦阻和你们的祷告。
So he will be led us to stop praying.
我想在历史以来的教会的情形。
In circumstance of the church histories,
包括今天，无论在 Dumbo 在 West Office， 还是在其他的教会的情形都是一样的。
Include the Dumbo West Office and other places.
聚会中哪一个聚会呢？祷告人是最少的。
And then which gathering it has to
在聚会当中，教会的聚会当中呢，哪一个聚会的人数是最少的
？At all the gatherings, who has the least people?
我赶紧把答案告诉大家。
And then I will tell you the answer.
祷告聚会是聚会大教会里头呢那个人数最少的一个聚会。
Among all the gatherings, the prayer meeting has the least people.
为什么呢
？Why?
就是魔鬼撒旦的诡计。
That is the scheme of Satan.
他叫神的儿女们软弱。不想祷告。
He caused the children of God be weak and then don't want to pray.
其实当我们觉得软弱的时候
，when we feel we're weak，
其实是我们需要祷告的时候。
That is the time we need prayer the most.
魔鬼撒旦呢，也用另外一个计谋叫神的儿女们不祷告。
He will use another trick to stop the children of God pray.
这是我们很熟悉的。
That is what we know.
他叫我们非常的忙碌。
And then he makes us very busy.
忙到个地步呢，啊，时间都不够用了。
And we are so busy until a point we don't have any time to pray.
就没有时间祷告。
And we don't have time to pray.
他就能够拦阻了神儿女们的祷告。
And then he will stop the children of God to pray.
就叫神的教会更加的软弱。
And then so the church of God will become weaker.
所以当我们忙到个地步我们觉得我们实在是抽不出时间来祷告的时候
We're so busy we think we don't have any time to pray
弟兄姐妹我们应该把一切事情都停下来
Then we need to stop everything we do
因为那是我们最需要到神面前祷告的时候
Because that's the point we need to pray the most
我们实在是需要神开我们的眼睛
We need God open our eyes
让我们看见我们祷告所能做成的事情
That is to see the thing that have done through our prayers
远远超过我们的手我们的努力所能做成的事情
It's powerful than what our hands can do
你就发现我们就知道我们何等需要祷告
Then you will discover then how much do we need to pray
我分享一个小小的见证
I'll have a little testimony
我那时候在上班的时候
When I work
我曾经向同事们传福音
I would share gospel with my colleagues
我也给他们圣经请他们来读
I gave them Bible and so I'll ask them to read
当然我心里面最大的盼望是他们都能够蒙恩得救
Of course I hope they can be saved
其中有一个同事
I have one colleague
我跟他传了福音
I share gospel with
him 他也很愿意听
He was willing to listen
然后呢他也有很多的问题
And he has many questions
到个地步呢发现呢他 过不了那个他没有办法来接受主耶稣做他的主
Until the point that he can't accept Jesus as his savior
那我能讲的福音也都讲清楚也讲明白了
And then I think I said very clear and he can be
至少 我觉得我很清楚
At least I think it was very clear
他还是不相信
He still not believe
那我只想一想既然福音本是神的大能
And then I think the gospel is the power of God
神的话语句句带着能力
And then God's words come with power
那我就请他呢就回去呢把我送他的圣经呢就读一读
I will ask him to read the Bible that I gave it to him
我知道旧约很难懂
I know that it is hard to understand for the Old Testament
我就请他读新约
So I ask him to read New Testament
从马太福音开始读
You start from Matthew
就过没有多久呢
After a while
他又跑来找我
And he came to me
他说圣经读完了
He said I finished read the Bible
我就觉得很稀奇。
I was amazed.
哎呀，这么可恶，这么认真，这么用功读圣经。
He worked so hard to read Bible.
我说，那你相信了吗？
Do you believe? I asked him.
他说他还是信不来。
He said I can't.
那这时候我也不晓得还能做什么。
And then I don't know what I can do.
我就说，那我就为你祷告好
了。And then I said I'll pray for you.
啊，我忘记过了多长，没有多久的时间。
And after a while.
有一天呢，我在家里面做点家事。
One time I was doing some work.
突然间呢，圣灵在我里面就感动我。
And then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit touched my heart.
感动我到个地步呢，非常的沉重。
And then I was touched until to the point I would feel heavy.
我就赶快到一个房间就跪下来祷告。
And I went to a room. I knelt down to pray.
那圣灵就感动我，为我这个同事的救恩祷告。
And then the Holy Spirit touched my heart, and I need pray for my colleague's salvation.
很简单的一个负担。
It is just a simple burden.
也一直是我在心中的一个负担。
It is a burden to me all the time.
那我就在主面前祷告完了。
So I after my prayer.
那是一个礼拜六的下午。
That was a Saturday afternoon.
那我就继续做我的事情。
I'll continue do my housework.
到礼拜一早晨。
And the next Monday morning.
我在办公室就看到我的同事，远远就跑来找我。
And I was in my office, and my colleague came to me.
我看见他的脸啊，就不太一样了。
I saw his face or looked different.
然后就跑到我面前就问我说，你知道发生什么事吗？
And he told me, do you know what happened?
我就对他说，你得救了。
And I say, you are safe.
他说，你怎么？
I say, how did you know?
然后他就告诉我说，他是如何得救。
He told me how he was saved.
就在礼拜上。
And then at that Saturday evening.
他们家虽然没有一个任何人是基督徒。
And even there's non-believers at his household.
当天晚上叫他在他就寝之前。
But before he went to bed.
他就把收音机的开关打开。
And he turned on the radio.
他就发现那天他听到的那个东西啊，跟平常听到的古典音乐不太一样。
And whatever he heard from the radio is different than what the classical music
is. 是有一个人在讲话。
There was someone is preaching.
那个人他也不太知道。
And he didn't know the person.
就是听。
And then after, while he's listening.
大概听了15-20分钟。
About 15 or 20 minutes.
他就来到跪在主的面前。
And he knelt before Lord.
他就认罪悔改，接受主耶稣做他的救主。
He confessed and he received Lord as his Savior.
他觉得很稀奇。
He was amazed.
他不知道谁把那收音机呢，就转到105.7。
And he didn't know who turned the radio to 105.7.
就是。Yeah, 这个短短的20分钟里面呢，刚好是 Billy Graham 在传福音的信息。
During that 20th message, it's Billy Graham's message.
圣灵就在那里光照他，叫他自己为罪、为审判、责备自己。
The Holy Spirit enlightened his heart, for he confessed for his sins.
他就这么简单就得救了。
It was just that simple. He was saved.
啊，得救了以后非常好。
And then he feels wonderful after he.
所以我就看见说，祷告实在是我们支取天上能力和丰富恩典的一个管道。
So that we see to pray is the channel to receive the blessings and the richness from heaven.
我们祷告所能成就的是远远超过我们人的手、我们的努力所能做的。
What prayer can do is more beyond what our hands can do.
祷告也是我们属灵征战最有力的兵器。
And then to pray is the It's the useful, it's the powerful weapon on our spiritual battle.
在我们刚刚所读的以弗所书第六章，我们看见。
In Ephesians chapter 6, it led us to see.
我们并不是与属血气的征战。
We're not against the blood.
我们实在是与那空中属灵掌权的恶魔在征战。
We are against the spiritual forces of in the heavenly realm.
所以主的话告诉我，我们必须要靠着圣灵。
The Lord's word tells us by the Spirit.
随时多方的祷告祈求。
We pray in all occasions with all prayers and requests.
不仅为我们自己祈求。
Not only ask for ourselves.
也为众圣徒祈求。
But for the saints.
这里请弟兄们特别留意一下，这边讲到说，乃是要靠着圣灵。
Please be alert. That means here is the pray in the spirit.
当我们靠着圣灵祷告的时候。
When we pray in the Spirit,
神的话告诉我们，这是属灵征战的一个兵器。
And then God's word tells us this is the weapon of our spiritual battles.
叫我们能够胜过仇敌。
That we can overcome the enemy.
我们发现，在我们聚会当中弟兄姐妹有时候会有一些软弱的情形。
We mean around our gathering sometimes brothers and sisters are weak.
无论是工作也好。
No matter our work,
无论是夫妻的关系上有难处也好
or the relationship between husband and wife,
无论是在学校跟教板之间关系处不好也好
or the difficult relationship with our advisor,
就是身体健康有的难处
or our difficulties with our health,
我们发现常常会有弟兄姐妹有软弱的情形
and then we know there is a weak situations among brothers and sisters,
当然他们就慢慢就不来聚会了
and then gradually they stop come to church,
聚会不正常了
And then they don't have a normal church life.
当然我们因着爱弟兄姐妹的缘故
For the love towards brothers and sisters.
我们必须要去探望去关心我们的弟兄姐妹
And then we have to visit and then to comfort our
brothers and sisters. 我们也去了解他们的难处
We will and to know what is wrong with them.
我们与他们有一些交通有一些劝勉的话语
And we have a fellowship and an encouragement with them.
但我们看见弟兄姐妹的软弱和难处呢还是没有解决
and then we see their difficulty is still not solved
还是不愿意来聚会
and they're still not willing to come to the gathering
这时候就是我们必须来到主面前一起祷告 的时刻
that is the time we have to come to learn to pray
当弟兄姐妹一同来到主面前同心为软弱的肢体们祷告的时候
and we pray for the Lord and then we pray in accord for the weak brothers and sisters
我们就看见奇妙的事情发生
and we see there's wondrous things will happen
虽然这个肢体它的难处呢原来的难处呢还在
even this member still have the same difficulty
可能身体呢还是有难处
maybe they still ill
或是呢工作的环境呢或是跟人的关系呢还是有难处
maybe they have hard time with co-workers
但是呢他能够回到聚会中来
but they will return to the gathering
不仅回到我们聚会中来
not only return to the congregation
他还能够开口感谢赞美神
and then he will open his mouth to praise God
你就发现很稀奇
it is very amazing
难处和环境还是一样的
the difficulty and the circumstance still the same
甚至有些时候难处还比原来更加的艰难
Even sometimes the hardship is greater than before
但弟兄姐妹能够在聚会中能够感谢赞美我们
But brothers and sisters can pray to God
怎么改变了呢
What changed?
就像就是保罗在以弗所书那里圣徒们为教会所祷告的
That Paul prayed for the saints for church
他在主的面前为圣徒们屈膝祷告
And he knelt and then prayed for the saints
求父神使圣徒里面的力量能够刚强起来。
He will ask God to strengthen the inner power of the saints.
也那个翻译呢，也可以翻译成说，使我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
He also translated for our inner man be strengthened.
当我们里面的人刚强起来的时候
，When our inner man be strengthened，
你发现外面的难处和环境再也不能叫我们软弱。
And then you will see the outwardly difficulties won't let us to be weak again.
因为那里面的人乃是有那复活生命的能力。
Because that inner man has the power of the revelation.
他能够冲破仇敌所放在我们里面拦阻人来到神面前的那个堡垒。
It will overcome the fortress that stop it will stop us to come to God.
最近在我们聚会当中有一个弟兄他眼睛有了难处
There is a brother among our midst and he has eye problems
他的左眼的视力脱落了
And then his left eye has some problems
那视网膜脱落了就看不见了
And then he can see
我以前不知道那个视网膜脱落是很严重的问题
I don't know the disease is very critical
就完全看不见
and he couldn't see at all
然后做一个手术
and he had a surgery
那医生就把那视网膜呢又把它用那个极光把它粘回去
so the doctor will recover his eyes
可粘回去呢这必须要经过好几个月甚至一年的时间才能够恢复他的视力
it needs him several months maybe a year to recover his sight
这段时间我们一直为着弟兄祷告
we pray for our brothers
我们现在看见弟兄里面的人呢得着力量
and we know that when our brother's inner man was strengthened
虽然里面眼睛有难处
even though he couldn't see well
但是我们弟兄心里头非常有平安
but our brother is full of peace
他很快的就回去上班
And he returned to very soon.
很快就回到聚会当中，跟着你们一同的来追求主。
And then he came to the game very soon.
就到上个礼拜。
And until last week.
我们收到一个代祷的一个请求。
And then we received a prayer request.
他右眼的视网膜也脱落了。
And then he has the same problem with his right eye.
就两眼就看不见。
And then he couldn't see with both eyes.
啊，当然医生也说马上要做同样的手术。
Of course, the doctor will say they will do the same surgery.
我们这段时间迫切地为我们弟兄祷告。
We earnestly pray for our brother.
一方面求主来医治保守他的视力。
On one hand, we will like God heal his eye.
更重要的，我们求主使我们弟兄里面的人刚强起来。
More importantly, we will ask Lord to strengthen his inner man.
当我打电话给弟兄跟他有点交通的时候
When I called him and had fellowship with him
发现非常稀奇的
Amazingly
弟兄告诉我说他心里面、啊、只有一个渴望
And then the brother told me he has a longing within him
他盼望能够在礼拜五礼拜天能够再回到弟兄里面一同的来追求来敬拜我们的神
He hopes Fridays and Sundays he will come to the gathering and pursuing God with his brother and sisters
他也告诉我
He also told me
距离我们夏令会不到一个月
And then it's less than 1 month to the summer conference.
他眼睛虽然看不见
although he can't see.
但他实在是求主，他盼望主能够使他能够与我们一同参加夏令会。
But he hopes that and God will cause him to go to summer conference.
一同来渴慕来追求我们的主。
And we will long to the Lord.
这你们就是祷告所带出来的功效
And this is the function of our prayers
这个祷告这个弟兄里面同心合一的祷告叫我们弟兄里面的人刚强起来
Through the prayers in accord And then that will strengthen our
一只眼睛看不见不能拦阻我们弟兄
Even one eyes can't see And then can't stop our brother come to the gathering
两只眼睛都看不见也不能拦阻我们弟兄
Even the both eyes are blinded Won't stop him to come to the gathering
这是神给我们祷告权柄的功效
And this is the power of the prayer that gave it to us
弟兄姐妹神要我们借着祷告来与他同心与他同工
So brothers and sisters want us to be the co-worker with him through our
借着我们信他的人在地上的祷告来恢复来成就神的旨意
He will restore his will through our prayers on earth
神也叫我们借着祷告能够来支取天上他已经为我们预备了那一切丰盛的恩典和能力
God wants us to receive his blessings and the power and the richness from the heaven and through our prayers
神让我们看见祷告是我们属灵征战最有能力的兵器
And God let us to see and then to pray is the powerful weapon on the spiritual battles
叫我们能够胜过仇敌一切的诡计
To let us to overcome all the schemes from the adversary 叫
弟兄姐妹我们里面的人都能够刚强起来
To strengthen all the brothers and sisters
能够为主打那美好的仗
So we can fight the good fight
在马太福音第十八章那里主给我们一个非常又大又宝贵的应许
In Matthew chapter 18 God gave us a great and precious promise
这应许是什么呢
What is promise
就是在我们中间
It is among us
有两
If there is of us
同心合意的求什么事
And then if we ask agree about anything we ask
主应许我们在天上的父必为我们成全。
He promised that it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，主把这样的话写在圣经里头。
This word is written in Bible.
把这样又宝贵又大的应许赐给我们。
He gave this precious and great promise to us.
无论在哪里。
No matter where.
只要有两个人。
If there is two people.
无论求什么。
No matter what you ask.
天父都必为我们成全
And the Heavenly Father will fulfill to us
神实在是愿意我们这样子同心合意的祷告来显明他是何等的一位神
And he wants to show what a God he is through our prayers
如果我们我还是说了如果弟兄里面可能还记得穆勒弟兄
If you still remember Brad Muller
我穆勒他是办孤儿院非常著名的一个弟兄
Brother Muller is very famous to establish orphanage
但是从我们弟兄他的日记当中他让我们看见他办孤儿院的最主要的目的
Through his diary we see the purpose that he established the orphanage
并不是要彰显他是如何有爱心的一个人
It is not to show that mean how much love he has
他乃是要借着他与同工同心合意的在神面前的祷告
But through the prayers in accord with the co-workers,
他来见证神的能力、神的慈爱和神的信实。
And to testify God's power and God's faith.
他告诉我们说，在他一生当中
，And he told us among his life,
神明显答应他祷告和祈求就有五万次之多。
That God answered his prayer obviously has more than 50,000.
还有许多是不明显他所不知道的。
And then there are, that means it's not obvious, and then he didn't remember.
所以今天神为什么要他的儿女们祷告呢？
And then why God wants his children to earth?
乃是让世人看见不是我们能够为神做多大的事。
It is to let the worldly people see it's not us, we have power to do things.
但乃是借着我们简单的来祷告祈求天上的神。
But simply just to pray and to ask the Lord in heaven.
叫世人也好，叫神的儿女们也好，能够看见神的信实和他的能力。
To let the worldly people, let the children of God to see his faithfulness and his power.
我们穆勒弟兄所信的神是和我们所信的神是同一位。
And the God that Brother Mueller believed is the same God we believe.
他的能力，他的信实，昨日今日到永远都不改变。
His power, his faithfulness, it never changed yesterday, today, and forever.
所以今天神仍然要我们在地上来同心合意的祷告。
So God still wants us to pray in accord.
一方面让我们经历神的信实和他的能力。
On one hand, he wants us to experience faithfulness and power.
一方面叫人能够看见我们神是何等的神。
On the other hand, so that people will see and then the God that and what we trusted in.
那这个应许既是这样的宝贵。
And then this promise is so precious.
那我们怎么样子来取用呢？
How do you receive it?
神的应许到底是什么呢？
What is his promise?
他说我们同心合意来向他祷告祈求。
He say what we pray and about anything on earth, anything.
他或许给我们成全。
He might fulfill to us.
但他有些时候给我们成全。
And sometimes he will answer our prayers.
到底神主的应许是什么呢？
What is his promises?
他说天父必为我们成全。
And then he says, and then the Father in heaven will be done to for you.
这个应许实在是太大了。
This promise is great.
在这应许里面呢？只有一个关键。
Among this promise, there is a keyword.
或者可以说呢，只有一个条件。
Or we can say there is one condition.
所以我们已经知道了，这个应许是说，无论什么，
so,
天父都必为我们成全。
The promise is, no matter you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
那我们现在就必须要知道，在这里这个应许里面呢，有一把钥匙。
And then we must know there is a key on.Learning among his this promise.
这个钥匙呢，也就是这个应许呢，能够啊，我们能够取用这个应许的那个条件。
And the key is the condition that we can receive this promise.
就是说，怎么样要有两个人同心合意。
It says there will be two of you pray in accord.
容不容易
？Is it easy?
两个人很容易，对不对
？It's easy to pray with.
我们今天在聚会中，我们这么多人。
We have so many here.
我随便找胡元弟兄，我们就两个人了。
If I ask brother 胡元 so two of us.
然后是有夫妻，你们也是两个人。
And then the couples, you're two.
这两个人是很容易。
It's easy to find two people.
所以是很感谢主，主把这个人数啊，这同心合意的基本人数呢。主把它定得很低。
And praise, and he gave us the condition. It's very just two.
那问题在哪里呢
？What is the problem?
为什么我们不是常常这样来经历这个应许是真实的呢
？And then how can we cannot experience this promise is so real?
所以关键的关键呢，在于同心合意。
The key word is to pray in oneness.
我们就发现啊，就连这个最亲密的夫妻两个人
，Even though the close relationship like a couple.
同心合意容不容易
？Is it easy to pray in oneness？
我看有姐妹啊，先摇头了。
And then I saw some brothers that shake their head.
我想弟兄们心里面可能有这样的感觉。
I think brothers have the same feeling.
同心合意好像好难。
It is hard to pray in accord.
这里所说的同心合意是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to pray in the same heart？
在圣经原文里面，同心合意这里所说的，并不是说。完全的一样。
In the Bible, here it says to pray in accord doesn't mean that everything is identical.
不是说完全一致的。
No, it's not everything is the same, exactly the same.
他所用原文字的意思呢，今天很熟悉的那个交响乐团的那个意思。
In the
和谐。
In the original word, it means it's a harmony.
就像交响乐哈，好多好多不同的乐器。
It's like the symphony. They have orchestra. They have different instruments.
在他们一同时演奏的时候
，When they play together，
你看那个 那个美妙的音乐就产生了。
And the beautiful music it was produced.
虽然不同的乐器有不同的声音。
Even the different instrument has different voices.
虽然不同的乐器呢，还有不同的那个曲调。
And different instruments have different keys.
但是他们一起演奏的时候。
But when they play together.
你发现那个音乐是何等的美妙
，and the music is so wonderful，
是何等的和谐
，and it's so harmony。
这是这里所说的同心合意的那个意思。
And this is the meaning about this and pray in accord。
那同心合意呢？这里主让我们看见哈，他说同心合意的，为什么我们能够同心合意呢
？The Lord tells us why we can pray in accord。
那么两三个人在一起的时候呢，或者二三十个人在一起的时候，能够有这个和谐呢？
And there are two or three or 20 to 30 people, then why we have such harmony?
这里说乃是因为有两三个人奉主的名聚会。
Here it says because three or two and then we gather in Lord's name.
这是同心合意的那个秘诀。
This is the secret of praying accord.
不是说我跟大宝两个人我们现在同心合意了。
It is not me and brother 大宝 we have the same heart.
那我们彼此呢商量商量。
And we discuss about things.
我们彼此妥协妥协。
And then we compromise each
other. 这件事呢你跟我同意。
And then you agree with me.
那么这件事情呢我跟你同心。
And then on the other issue, I have the same mind with you.
那我们这样彼此妥协以后呢那我们就同心合意。
After a compromise, then we have the agreement.
不是这样子的。
It's not like that.
乃是让我们看见，就像交响乐团，整个交响乐团一样。
It looks like it's like an orchestra.
无论是小提琴也好。
No matter violin.
无论是大提琴也好。
No matter cello.
无论是鼓。
No matter the drum.
无论是喇叭也好。
Or no matter the trumpet.
每一个人呢，都必须要跟谁同心合意。
And then all of them has to be at the same mind with who?
他们都必须要来跟这位指挥同心合意。
They have to follow the conductor.
只有当指挥在那里来带领所有的不同乐器的时候。
When the conductor guide all the instruments.
每一个乐器呢都跟随这个指挥的那个引导。
Each instrument has to follow the guidance of the conductor.
指挥说要快一点。
When the conductor says you need to speed up,
那大家就都快一
点。And everybody speed up.
指挥慢一点。
When the conductor and then slow it down,
所有乐器就都慢一点。
All the instrument and slowing down.
指挥说要高一点。
If the conductor says we need to play it higher,
那大家都高昂起来了。
And then everybody and play it and happily.
指挥说要轻柔一点。
If the conductor says you need play gently.
所有乐器都轻柔一点。
All the instrument will play gently.
整门乐就被演奏出来。
So the play the music is very beautiful.
我们看见在这个同心合意的这个和谐的里头的一个最重要的一件事情。
We see among this harmony the most important thing is.
就是每一个这个交响乐团的团员啊，都必须把自己的意思。自己的喜好放下来。
Each member of the orchestra, they have to put down their own joy and their own.
虽然我看这个乐谱呢，我看了这个乐谱。
When I see this music note,
因为我是专业的。
Because I'm a professional.
我觉得这个乐谱呢，应该是这个速度。
And I think this music note shows me this tempo.
要快一点。
I need to speed up.
那大提琴呢，他们有他们的乐谱。
But the cello has their own music note.
他读了他们的乐谱之后。
After they read their music note.
他们也是专业的。
They're professional.
他觉得应该稍微要慢一点，柔和一点。
They feel they're supposed to be slower and gentle.
你发现光那小提琴跟大提琴呢，就不能和谐的在一起。
So the violin and cello they cannot be together harmony.
他们在那里呢。就要争吵起来。
So they will start argue.
但是我们看见都顺服在指挥的引导底下。
But when they submit themselves to the conductor,
发现那美妙的音乐就表演。
And so there is the beautiful music.
所以我们看见我们来到主的面前祷告。
When we come before Lord and pray,
虽然我们每个人的性格都不一样。
Even we have different characters.
有些人呢，我们是要快一点的。
Some people you do things very fast.
有些人是要慢一点的。
Some people are slow.
有些人是要多一点爱的。
Some people has more love.
有些人觉得要多一点神的供应。
And then some people feel that they have more supplies from God.
我们每个人都不一样。
We're different.
那我们来到主的面前，我们如何能够同心合意的祷告呢
？When we come before Lord, how can we pray in accord?
因为神的应许是说，同心合意祷告，天父就必成全。
And God's promise is, if we pray in accord, the accord it will be done for you, my Father in heaven.
那我们如何到主的面前，我们能够同心合意的祷告
？How can we come before Lord and then pray in oneness?
我们看见我们就要降服在圣灵的带领底下。
We see we have to submit ourselves before the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
虽然我是喜欢快的
，Even though I like speed up，
但是我必须一个放下。
But I have put it aside.
我们一同奉主的名聚集。
By the name of God, we get together.
主就是我们归。
And the Lord is our conductor.
圣灵就是那位指挥。
And the Holy Spirit is the conductor.
我们必须降服在圣灵的带领底下。
We have to surrender ourselves.
圣灵是要我们快还是要我们慢
？When the Holy Spirit led us to speed up or slow down.
圣灵是要我们高还是要我们低
？Or the Holy Spirit led us to pray higher or lower.
圣灵是要我们更多的恩典还是要在公义的上面有更多的祷告祈求。
And then the Holy Spirit shows us that should be have more love and then pray in the righteousness.
所以当我们众人都放下我们自己的意思
，When everybody put aside our own will，
放下我们自己的想法
，To put aside our own thoughts，
放下我们自己的喜好
，To put aside our own joy，
我们降服在圣灵的带领底下。
Let we when we all submit ourselves before the guidance of the Holy Spirit，
就发现圣灵在我们聚会祷告聚会当中，他能够在那里带领。弟兄姐妹们
，and then we will discover that the Holy Spirit will guide brothers and sisters.
我们就能够进入那个合一，进入那个和谐。
And we will enter this oneness and this harmony.
当我们在祷告的时候
，when we pray together,
神就带领我们同心合一的祷告。
And God will lead us pray in accord.
照着主所应许的
，into God's promise.
无论我们求什么
，no matter what we ask,
天父必为我们成全。
And it will be done for us by our heavenly Father.
那在这个祷告的关键上面，我们知道了。
And then we know the key point of prayer.
要同心合意祷告。
When you pray in accord.
那我们是不是同心合意呢？到主面前，我们祷告一次。
Do we just pray in accord once before Lord?
然后呢？没有什么事情发生。
And nothing happened.
那我们就算了。
Then we just forget about it.
我们下一次，我们就祷告下一件事情。
And then we let's go to the next prayer request.
那我们再也不提这件事。
And we don't mention it anymore.
不是的。
It's not like that.
我想在同心合意的祷告上面呢，我们有一个应该有一个正确的态度。
And we need to have an correct attitude about prayer.
也是一个重要的关键。
And also it's an important keyword.
就是在马太福音第七章那里我们所读的经文。
It's in Matthew chapter 7 what we
主说你们祈求就得着
Lord says ask it will be given to you
寻找就寻见
Seek and you will find
叩门就给你们
Knock and the door will be open to you
这个应许跟马太福音十八章的应许呢似乎是遥遥呼应的
And this promise is kind of is the same like the in chapter 18
但是我们的经历是不是这个样子呢
？But is our experience like this？
是我们向主祈求的，我们就得着了呢
？Is as what we ask, we all received？
你们弟兄有没有这样的经历
？Do you have such experience？
是不是我们寻找呢，我们就寻见了呢
？Do you receive everything you seek？
是我们跟主叩门呢，主马上就给我们开门呢
？Did Lord open the door immediately when you knock？
跟我们的经历和认识似乎有点不太相同。
It seems there is a little different than what we experienced。
有位年长弟兄来解释这段圣经，我觉得我觉得非常有理，也非常宝贵。
And there is a senior brother explained this, and I think it's very reasonable and it's very precious.
他告诉我们这段经文主的应许呢，它有一个含义。
And he says there is a deepening of this promise.
它能让我们看见那个祈求啊，是持续的祈。
And here it says the ask has asked unceasingly.
那个寻找呢，也是一个持续的寻找。
And the seek is to be constantly to seek.
那个叩门呢，也是一个持续的叩门。
To knock has to be a knock unceasingly.
不是敲一次你就转身就走了。
It's you knock once and then you turn away.
那是你一直持续的在那里叩门。
And you have to keep knocking.
然后主说，我就必为你们成就。
The Lord says, and then I will fulfill for you.
我们两弟兄他告诉我们这段经文怎么来理解呢
？Our senior brother tells us how to understand this promise.
这祈求就是像我们祷告祈求。
And the ask is is like our prayer.
我们照着主的应许，我们跟主祷告，跟主祈求。
When we pray, we ask Him according to His will.
过了一段时间。
After a while.
这个祈求呢，我们并没有得着。
And we didn't receive what we ask.
虽然我们祈求了一段时间呢，但是我们所祈求的呢，主还没有给我们。
Even we asked a while, but Lord didn't give it to us for what we asked.
这时候我们应该怎么办
？What do now?
这时候呢，我们就应该要来寻找。
And then we supposed to seek.
你就不要再继续祈求了。
And don't ask.
这个祷告上面呢，要有一点点转变。
And you need to make a little different.
开始要寻找。
You need seek.
为什么要寻找呢
？Why do we need seek?
寻找意思就是说来寻求主的意思。
And we need seek the God's willing.
虽然原本呢，我祈求的是这样的一个心意。
Even though I was asking for this kind of issue.
我祈求一段时间呢，主还没有给我。
After I asked for a while, Lord didn't give it to me.
这时我们就来寻找，要来询问主。
And then we need and seek the reason.
看看说是不是我所求的呢，跟主的意思是相违背的。
We need to find out if what we ask is different than what than God's will.
我要求能够主赐给我 一双胞胎。
And then I'll ask God give me twins.
我不晓得有没有人这样求。
I don't know if any of you ask this.
但主的心意可能这一次呢，是要给你一个很可爱的女孩子。
Maybe God's will is just a lovely girl.
那我们这个寻找呢，来去寻找说，在这件事情上面，主的意符合。
When we come to seek, and we need to know, and what is the God's will?
那我们寻找，寻找，寻找。
After we seek and seek.
那我们寻找之后呢，明白了主的意思了。
After we seek, we understand God's will.
啊，原来主是要赐给我一个很漂亮的女孩子。
And then we know that God want me to have the pretty girl.
那这时候呢，就到下一步。
And then it will go to the next step.
要叩门。
You have to knock.
因为这时候呢，你寻找以后呢，你知道啊，主告诉你说这个门在这里。
And then after you seek, you know the gate, where the gate is.
我要赐给你一个可爱的女孩子。
And then I'll give you a lovely girl.
啊，这时候呢，你就开始要叩门。
And now you need knock.
哎，不是要叩两下。
You're not just knock twice.
哎，没反应。
There's no response.
那我转身就走了。
And then you turn away and walk away.
这常常是我们祷告的一个致命伤。
This is our deadly problem.
有些时候我们所求的跟主的心意啊是相符合的。
Sometimes we get the same heart desire of God.
但是我们门就敲了两下。
But we only just knock twice.
我还没有把那个万事都预备好了。
And when God hasn't prepared everything for us yet.
那我们觉得好像没反应了。
And then we didn't receive answers.
转身就走了。
Then we turn away.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们要叩门，要持续的叩门。
And here tells us when we knock, we need keep knocking.
因为当我们经过寻找之后，我们知道明白了主的心意。
After we seek and we understand His heart's desire,
我们就必须要不放弃的来叩门。
Then we will have to come to knock unceasingly.
直到主为我们开门。
Until He opened the door for us.
直到主为我们成就。
Until He fulfilled for us.
因为这是主的应许。
Because this is His promise.
你们祈求就得着
and then seek you will be given
寻找就寻见
and seek and you will find
叩门就给你们开门
knock the door will be opened for you
所以盼望我们在同心合意祷告上面我们这两个重点我们要能够记得
hope we will remember this two important points
第一就是神的应许说二人同心合意在地上无论求
The first one is when two of you, whatever you ask,
我们奉主的名在这里聚会，在这里祷告。
By the name of God, we come here, we gather here and pray.
我们把自己完全降服在圣灵的带领底下。
We surrender ourselves to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把我们带进那同心合意的里头。
The Holy Spirit guides us into this prayer in court.
主应许我们无论求什么，天父必为我们成全。
The God's promise is whatever we ask, the Heavenly Father will fulfill for us.
当我们这样在主面前同心合意祷告的时候
，When we pray in unity.
我们必须要不轻易放弃
We will never give up
要恒切的来祷告
We will pray earnestly
主应许我们祈求就得着寻找就寻见叩门他必为我们开门
He promises ask and it will be given to you seek and you will find knock and the door will be open to you
因为时间的关系啊，我就直接跳到啊最后那我们怎么样子来实行这样同心合意的祷告呢
I don't have enough time now I skip to the point How do you practice?
弟兄姐妹，你听了主的这里两个重大又宝贵的应许之后
，And then after you know these two important points of His promise，
盼望你们心里面不是只是单单的得着了一点知识。
And I hope you just only receive some knowledge。
我实在是盼望，也为你们祷告说，主能够把一个渴望、渴慕放在你们心里。
I hope that God will put a longing heart。
渴望什么呢
？What do you long for？
渴望说我要来同心合意的祷告
You long for the prayer in unity
我要来试一试主的应许 是不是真实。
I will try if the promise of God is real.
或许在你生活当中有一个难处是经很长的时间一直不能解决的。
Maybe you have a problem in your life and it can't be solved for a long time.
或许有一个人啊就像是你的死对头，你看到他呢，你心里面呢就被搅得像那个海浪汹涌一样。
And then maybe there is a people who are against you all the time, and then you feel so uncomfortable for a long time.
盼望今天主给我们这个应许，同心合意，无论求什么，他为我们成全。
And then I hope through this promise of God, whatever we ask, He will be fulfilled for us.
盼望回去之后，我们弟兄姐妹都能够来经历，来取用这样的一个应许。
I hope after this gathering you will practice and then you will receive this promise.
那我想在实行上面呢，简单的有两个方面。
There is a two aspects of this practice.
一方面在家里面。
One is at household.
一方面呢在聚会当中。
Another one is at gathering.
那家里面呢，我们很感谢主，主给我们那个同心合意祷告的人数呢，主说两个人就可以了。
And then praise the Lord at family and house.And Lord, give us two people if it is required to pray in accord.
我用一个我们都最熟悉的一个例子。
I will give a familiar example for us.
以弗所书第五章。
In Ephesians chapter 5.
神给我们的命令。
God have given us an order to us.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，就如爱教会为教会舍己。
Husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church, and then himself up for the church.
有没有谁不知道？
And does anyone don't know this?
有没有哪个做丈夫的弟兄不知道的？
Is there any husband you don't know this?
好，大家都知道了。
You all know this.
有没有人做到了？
Is any of us you really do so?
我们都觉得好像还是有亏欠。
And we think we fall short.
想不想做到呢？
Do you really want to do this?
主说有了主的命令又遵守了，这人就是爱他的。
God says if you have my commandment and then you follow, that means you love me.
主说听见我的话呢，又遵行的，就是把房子盖在磐石上。
And Lord says you hear my words and then you obey, that means you build up the house on the rock.
今天好，我假设好了。
Let us just to suppose.
假设我们做丈夫的弟兄呢，我们心里面实在是盼望说，我们真是能够照着主所说的来爱我们的妻子，就像基督爱教会。
I assume that old husband, you will love your wife like Christ loved his church.
但是经过好长好长好长的时间，我做不到。
After a long time, I couldn't do it.
我虽然心里面实在是很盼望能够像基督爱教会来爱我。
Even though I really hope I can love my wife like Christ loves the church.
但是每次呢，我妻子呢一讲一句话，那一句话呢。我就没有办法再爱她。
But each time when my wife speak, and even that one word, I couldn't love her anymore.
有时候呢，那个眼神呢，一看我就爱不了她。
Even when she look at me, I can't love her.
有没有这样的经验？
Do you have such experience?
我们心里面实在是愿意。
And we are willing.
但是我们实在做不到。
But we couldn't fulfill.
这时候怎么办？
What do we do now?
同心合意祷告。
And pray in accord.
同心合意祷告。求主叫我能够爱妻子，就像基督爱教会。
You pray in accord, so make the Lord and make you to love your wife like Christ loved the church.
是合不合主的心意
？Is this after the heart desire of God?
完全符合神的心意。
Of course, it's fulfilled the heart God's desire.
现在问题是，那我找谁来同心合意祷告呢
？The problem is who I'm going to look for to pray me.
好，我问弟兄做丈夫，你找谁同心合意祷告
？I ask brothers, wives, and husbands, who are you going to ask to pray with you?
你不要去找别人。
Don't ask other people.
主就为你预备一个最好的祷告伙伴。
God prepared the best prayer companion to you.
找你的妻子是不是
？Ask your wife.
你妻子会不会跟你同心合意祷告呢
？Is your wife will be pray about this in accord?
至少为了这件事，她会不会跟你同心合意
？At least for this issue, will she be has the same heart with you?
我想每个妻子都这么猛点头。
All the wives will agree.
如果丈夫啊，要我跟他。一起同心合意祷告说叫他能够爱我像基督爱教会我一定跟他同心合意
My husband asked me to pray that then he can love me like Christ loves the church and of course I will do that with him
好现在我们明白了
Now we understand
回去呢我们就去照着去做
And then after we go home let's do this
是神给我们的应许
This is the promise of God
做丈夫的弟兄妻子在主面前同心合意 为你爱妻子这件事情来祷告。
And has and then pray and then for for the for you can love your wife like Christ like.
神会如何做？我不能跟你细讲。
I can't tell you more what God will do.
但是神他说，主应许说，天父必成全我们在他面前同心合一的祷告。
But he promised if you pray in accord, he will be fulfilled.
接下来应该讲妻子呢。要顺服丈夫。
And then it says the wives you need submit to your husband.
那大家回去呢，同理类推就好了。
And then you will do the same.
大家记得回去想一想啊，你不要去找别的弟兄同心合一祷告。
Don't ask other brothers to pray in oneness.
主为你预备一个最能跟你同心合一祷告，就是你的丈夫。
God prepared one which is your husband.
叫妻子能够顺服丈夫，如同教会顺服基督。
So that wife submit to your husband as to the Lord.
那在管教孩子上面也是如此。
And then same to the to discipline our children.
我常常听到弟兄当母弟兄姐妹呢小孩子很。
And then I heard that your children are very naughty.
我们实在是父母都很盼望小孩子能够听话，能够顺从。
And then we like our children has well behavior.
那我们看到在以弗所书主也给我们这样的命令。
And in Ephesians, God has orders to us.
就做儿女的呢要在主里听从父母。
For children, we need obey our parents in the Lord.
做父亲的呢要照着主的教训和警戒来养育你的儿女。
And then as a father, you should raise your children according to the guidance of the Lord.
所以我们知道主的心意呢，要我们的儿女怎么样顺服父母。
And we know the Lord's heart desire is to let our children to obey the parents.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
那当儿女呢，他们不能顺服怎么办呢
？What do we do if our children don't obey us？
我们父母呢，主要为我们的儿女，为他们的顺服呢，在主面前要同心合一祷告。
So as a parents, we have to pray for their obedience before the Lord.
虽然呢，主的话说，做父要照着主的教训和警戒来养育儿女。
And then even though it says, as a you have to raise your children according to the promise of God.
那我想做母亲的姐妹呢，在这件事情上面，应该也是会跟弟兄同心的。
And I know all the wives, you will have the same heart as your husband.
借着祷告，借着同心合一祷告，叫我们的儿女们也能够来听从。他们的父母。
And then through the prayers and the course so that our children will obey the parents.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们家里是有孩子的
，If you have children at house，
至少今天啊，你们就有两个那个家庭作业。
And then at least you have two homework assignment today.
你要同心合一的祷告。
You pray in accord.
一个是为你自己是做丈夫或做妻子的。
First of all, for you as husband or wife.
另外一个呢，就你们同心合一的为你的儿女们。在主面前同心合一祷告。
Secondly, you pray for your children before the Lord.
盼望在年底以前，我们都能够来经历天父是如何的来成全我们向他所祈求、所祷告。
I hope at the end of the year, and you will experience and you will know how God's promise, He will fulfill His promise.
同心合一祷告，咱们在聚会当中呢，我就提事情。
And then the prayer in accord at church, I'll just mention one thing.
就当我们来到主的面前一同聚集的时候
When we come to the gathering,
虽然我们带着负担
Even we come with burdens,
我们带着一些祷告的请求
we come with prayer requests,
我们可以在聚会中可以提出来
and you can submit your requests,
但是我们不要坚持
but do not insist,
不要坚持说今天晚上聚会祷告呢就是为我这件事情祷告
and then do not insist that we have to pray for this issue I brought up
我们还是把我们的负担把我们的需要呢都带到主的面前来
but we submit our burdens and our needs before the gathering
我们要让圣灵呢有一个带领我们那个祷告的一个主权
that the Holy Spirit has the authority has the sovereignty about the prayer
在祷告聚会中呢今天晚上圣灵呢是在哪几件事情上面来带领我们同心合一祷告
what the Holy Spirit guide us what issue we should pray about tonight
然后我们要给弟兄姐妹呢有同心合一祷告的机会
we need to give brothers and sisters have the chance to pray in accord
不要说祷告聚会参加祷告聚会来
It was just at the beginning of the meeting.
我今天有一二三四五六七。
I have through 1 to 7 issues.
那我就开始哦，一二三四五六七，一件一件一件祷告。
And then you pray according to this 1 to 7 issues.
二十分钟过去了。
And then 20 minutes pass.
弟兄姐妹就没有一个机会呢，来跟从圣灵的带领。
And then brother and sister won't have a chance to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那这样怎么能够同心合意的来祷告呢
？And how can we pray in accord?
所以我们必须在团体祷告当中呢，我们必须把自己放下。
And then during the prayer, I mean group prayers, we have to put aside our own mind.
那我们把祷告的负担交通给弟兄姐妹。
And you can fellowship your burdens to the brothers and sisters.
然后让圣灵在弟兄姐妹的心里面，在我们心里面来带领我们。
And let the Holy Spirit guide within brothers and sisters.
所以同心合意的祷告呢，它的重点呢，在于要深。
And the praying accord, and the one important key is to have to pray deeply.
要能够深入。
You have to pray deeply.
圣灵把一个负担感动给我。
And the Holy Spirit give us a burden.
为了这件事情。
For this issue.
然后呢，我们祷告。
And we pray.
其他中里面呢，还有负担，再为继续祷告。
And other verses have the same burden, and we continue pray for this issue.
如果负担还在，继续为这件事情祷告。
If they still have the same burden, we still continue pray for this one issue.
弟兄姐妹在那里同心合意跟随圣灵。在为这件事情一同祷告。
Everyone is praying accord after the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
祷告到透彻了。
And after we pray thoroughly.
圣灵给我们感觉这件事情祷告可以了。
And when the Holy Spirit tells us that's enough.
蒙垂听了。
And then God hears.
那我们呢，在为着下一件事情来同心合意祷告。
Then we pray in accord for another issue.
为了这个同心合意祷告的缘故呢，所以祷告聚会呢。不要太多的一个晚上，不要太多的太过代祷的事情。
For the purpose of this praying accord, you don't have to have so many issues bring up to the.
太多代祷的事情呢，就分散了。
If you have so many issues, then you cannot be concentrated.
就不能够深，也不能够透。
You cannot pray deeply and thoroughly.
就比较难能够同心合意在主的面前祷告。
Hard to pray in accord.
所以同心合意的团体，同心合意的祷告呢，要深入透彻。不要多。
In the groups, we need pray thoroughly and not be bring up so many issues.
盼望主啊，给我们有一点开启和教导。
And then may Lord review us and teach us.
特别来到团体的祷告当中。
Especially when we come to the prayer meeting.
不要像是上超级市场一样那个 shopping list.
It's not like you go to you bring up a shopping list.
有个弟兄曾经跟我这样说，他来到主面前祷告的时候。
There is a brother. He told me when he come before Lord to pray.
他一上来就哒哒哒哒哒，一二三四五，跟主报告一下。
At the beginning, he just report 1, 2, 3, 4.
啊，报告完了。
After he's reporting.
转身就走了。
And he leave.
Turn around.
And he turn around.
所以你们祷告不是报告。
And the prayer is not report.
今天神不需要我们来给他做报告的。
The Lord doesn't want us to report things.
所以盼望我们在这同心合意祷告上面呢，我们一同的有一点学习。
Let us to learn and how to pray in.
感谢主把这样宝贵的应许赐给了我们。
And praise the Lord, He gave these precious blessings.
叫我们同心合意的在他祷告。
So that we can pray before Him in accord.
他说无论求什么，他必为我们成全。
He said, no matter what you ask, He will be fulfilled for us.
因为借着祷告，我们能够支取天上一切丰盛的恩典和能力。
Because through the prayers, we can receive all the blessings, richness and power.
叫我们借着同心合意祷告，我们叫主的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
Through our prayers in accord, and that God's will be fulfilled on earth like in heaven.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你将那又大又宝贵的应许赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you. You give us such great and precious promise.
你说在我们中间有两个人奉你的名聚集。
You say two of us and we gather in your name.
主，你在我们中间。
You will be in the midst of us.
主，你要带领我们同心合意的来祷告。
You will guide us to pray in accord.
因为你应许我们活在地上，当我们同心合的时候。
Because you promise when we pray before you in accord.
主，天上的父必为我们。
It will be done for us, the Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you.
主，求你开我们眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
主，叫我们真是能够来相信。
Let us to truly believe this.
主，叫我们能够来支取。
So let us to receive.
主，叫我们在地上真正能够来见证我们的神是何等的丰富，何等的有能力。
Let us to testify how our Lord's power and your richness.
主，求你救我们脱离那软弱的光景。
To take us and depart from our weakness.
救我们脱离那不信的光景。
And depart from this unbelief.
主，叫我们真是能够成为你在地上的见证。
That is to be the true testimony on earth.
主，不是我们为你做了什么。
It's not what we can do to you.
主，乃是我们起来祷告。
That is to rise up and pray.
我们同心合意的祷告。
And pray in accord.
主，叫这世人能够看见，主啊，你是何等有恩慈、有能力、 信实的神。
So that in the world the people can see and how merciful, how faithful, how powerful God you are.
主求你帮助我们。
May you help.
叫你借着我们的祷告得着荣耀。
Pray our prayers to be fine to you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.